Annually, on 17 May, World Hypertension Day is observed globally to raise awareness about high blood pressure and its impact on public health. Today, we will explore the importance of the campaign and this year's focus, while also unpacking what blood pressure really means and what constitutes a normal reading. OFM News speaks to Health Promotion and Health Risk Assessment Program Team Lead, Yuandre Watson. Yuandre, every year on the 17th of May, the world marks World Hypertension Day. Please tell us more about this campaign and this year's theme.
So World Hypertension Day is observed every year on the 17th of May to raise awareness about hypertension or high blood pressure, which remains one of the leading causes of heart disease and strokes globally and also in South Africa. Now, this year's theme is Controlling Hypertension Together. And it really highlights the importance of collective action from individuals and families to healthcare workers, communities, government, and even organizations like us at the Heart and Stroke Foundation. And at the Heart and Stroke Foundation, this campaign is focused on improving public understanding of hypertension and also encouraging people to know their numbers, go for regular screenings, seek proper medical assessments early. And we also want South Africans to understand that hypertension is often a silent condition, meaning many people live with it for years without symptoms while damage is taking place in the body. And we'd like to raise awareness about how raised BP, which is often diagnosed as also pre-hypertension, is one of the factors that we, you know, that can lead up to hypertension.
So blood pressure is a term that we use very casually, but not everyone understands what it really means or what a normal reading is. Can you please explain to us what is blood pressure and what does it mean and how does a normal reading look like?
So blood pressure is simply the force of blood pushing against the walls of your arteries as the heart pumps through the body. Now, a normal blood pressure reading is generally below 120 over 80 millimeters of mercury. Now, the top number is called your systolic pressure, and this measures the pressure when the heart beats. So while the bottom number, which is called your diastolic pressure, measures the pressure in the arteries when the heart rests between the beats. Now, when these numbers remain elevated over time, it can place strain on the heart and blood vessels and then also increase your risk for serious health complications.
What is the difference between high blood pressure and hypertension? And why is it important for the public to understand this difference?
So this is very important to understand the distinction between, high blood pressure and hypertension. And it's what we really want to encourage everyone to be aware of this year. So high blood pressure is a general term that simply means a person's blood pressure reading is higher than normal at a particular moment. So anything above 120 over 80 millimeters mercury. And this can happen for many reasons. It can be due to stress, anxiety, physical activity, pain, or even too much caffeine. Now, hypertension, on the other hand, is a confirmed medical diagnosis by a medical professional. It means that the blood pressure remains constantly elevated above 140 over 90 millimeters mercury over multiple readings taken on different occasions by a healthcare professional. Now, understanding the difference is important because one high reading does not automatically mean someone has hypertension, but it shouldn't be ignored. Now, people, need to follow up a high reading and do more assessments and go for monitoring to determine whether they have the long-term condition, which will then require treatment or behavior changes.
Oh, thank you so much for explaining that, because I've always wondered, for someone who's diagnosed with hypertension, does it just mean that their blood pressure is high all the time?
Yeah, so when it comes to a high blood pressure, so you can be hypertensive, but if you're on treatment, I expect your blood pressure to be normal. So if you're taking treatment, it should be normal. For someone who just has a high reading, it doesn't mean that they have hypertension. So it's when their body is consistently having high blood pressures which is above the 140 over 90 millimeters mercury. And then from there on, once it's, you know, you confirmed it is an actual hypertension condition, then you start treatment, and then we expect your blood pressure to become normal again.
We've always heard that having a high blood pressure is dangerous, but we don't know why. Can you please explain to us why is having an elevated blood pressure dangerous?
So an elevated blood pressure is dangerous because it puts ongoing strain on the blood vessels, the heart, the brain, and kidneys. Now, over time, this damage can lead to serious complications like heart attacks, strokes, heart failure, kidney disease, and even vision problems. Now, what makes hypertension particularly dangerous is that many people do not experience symptoms until complications develop. Now, someone may feel completely healthy while silent damage is happening internally for years. And that is why regular screening and early detection are so important.
What causes this elevated blood pressure?
So there are many contributing factors. So I mentioned some earlier, but some of the major causes include a high salt intake, as well as unhealthy diets, obesity, lack of physical activity, smoking, vaping, excessive alcohol consumption, and also chronic psychological stress. And like I said, also, you know, caffeinated drinks. You know, and we also know that social and environmental pressures such as financial stress, urbanization, and also limited access to healthcare can play a significant role. Now, in some people, you know, family history and genetics may also increase their risk. So hypertension is often caused by a combination of factors rather than a single cause. So you could have one or two of these factors and then develop hypertension. Some may only have one factor, but it's usually a combination of different factors that can lead up to the person developing hypertension or elevated blood pressure.
You mentioned a number of these factors, but what are some ways that people can prevent or manage being hypertensive or having hypertension?
Well, so the good news is that many cases of hypertension can be prevented or managed through healthy behavior choices. So people should try and reduce their salt intake, eat more fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, stay physically active, maintain a healthy weight is especially important, avoid smoking and vaping, limiting your alcohol intake, and then managing your stress where possible. We also encourage regular blood pressure checks, and these are extremely important because early detection can save lives. And then for people already diagnosed with hypertension, taking your prescribed medication consistently, attending follow-up appointments, and maintaining all the healthy behaviors like healthy diet and also other behavioral habits, and maintaining healthy weight are equally important for effective management. So at the foundation, you know, we encourage South Africans to take small but sustainable steps towards healthier living. And then our website also offers a range of resources to assist with this.
And then what is the role that the Heart and Stroke Foundation play in addressing hypertension in the country?
So we play a big role in raising awareness, as well as educating communities, promoting prevention, and also advocating for healthier behaviors and environments. So through our campaign, like World Hypertension Day, we also do activities like community health risk assessments, where we do blood pressures for the community. We also have public education initiatives and have partnerships with other healthcare stakeholders. And we work to empower South Africans with accurate information, and we also encourage early detection and treatment. You know, we also advocate for evidence-based public health policies. We also have played quite a big role with regards to salt legislation, which controls the amount of salt that are in products. Mm-hmm. So we are always driving, you know, reduced salt intake, and we do that on a public level as well when it comes to, you know, in government and legislation level as well.
As World Hypertension Day serves as a reminder of the importance of heart health, it is clear that awareness, early detection, and lifestyle changes remain key in reducing the risks associated with high blood pressure. Understanding the condition, monitoring blood pressure regularly, and making informed choices can go a long way in preventing complications such as heart disease and stroke. OFM News spoke to Health Promotion and Health Risk Assessment Program Team Lead, Yoandre Watson. Zenande Mbame, OFM.